Puritat, now in Dudley Park. Check out the crazy prices. Puritat moving in sale on now. Get ready for the grand final rush.
A tie to the wing position on the member stand side. Oh, Jasolenko, you beauty!
They're trolling towards the boundary line, and Harms almost makes ground. He taps it back to Shell, and it's a goal!
There it is, the Cats Premierships 07, 09, and now 2011.
There it is, Port Adelaide. They had the power to win.
Harvey gives it away to Burke. Robren and Wakelin. Back towards Jarman.
The Crows back-to-back premierships with a stirring come-from-behind win against all the odds.
Goddard, the tap, Del Santo. It's going to be a draw. It's unbelievable. But it's happened.
There it is. The Hawks are premiers. The Brisbane Lions have done it back-to-back-to-back.
Kakoi. Lord, Joe from 50.
Can the Swans do it?
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Grand Final Edition. Puritat, now in Dudley Park. Moving in sale on now.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Friday edition of the Rush Hour Grand Final Eve Global Show. Plenty to get through, and what is making the news is a Crows star, Tyson Stengel's been fined for drink driving, more than $1,600 after pleading guilty and other offences. Naughty, naughty boy. The Redbacks, Travis Head, you're a star, my friend. Not out 171 v Tassie yesterday, and I know Burns so excited. Match drawn, but you saved Greg Bluity's job. Bugger. And the AFL the AFL Grand Final will start at 6:30pm Australian Eastern Standard Time, Burn, and 7:30pm Australian Daylight Standard Time.
Eastern, yeah.
And why doesn't the West LA Football Club approach Mark Choco Williams as its new senior coach? They got wonderful family history at their Bloods.
Yes.
This young man makes history. Not only does he make it, he creates it. And it's a big hello to you, young Burn, on Grand Final Eve, Rush Hour. Hello, buddy. Welcome.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that time of year again, Jars. Probably hasn't been the same build-up as every year, that's fair to say.
Absolutely.
Hasn't been the same. I haven't, I don't know.
You're
I haven't
flat.
Got the same feeling about it. It doesn't feel like Grand Final day tomorrow, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to change
here we go.
Everyone's thoughts
in this show.
I'm going to get everyone up and about. I'm going to get aroused. I'm going to make you aroused. I'm not sure how, but I will. And yes, big game, obviously, tomorrow night. And looking forward to that because there's so much on the end of
I said 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You got that, didn't you? That's what time the AFL Grand Final starts.
Yeah, then you start throwing in daylight and central and northern and western.
Yeah, well, it is bloody daylight. That's what it says also, 7:30 Australian Daylight Standard Time. You're aware of that as a farmer?
Yes, Eastern Daylight Savings Time, yes.
No, it's I just said Australian Eastern Standard Time. That's what time the game starts.
It's what, 6:30?
Oh. How could we get this so wrong? It's a friggin' start time.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm not arguing. I think you did say it.
I'm just letting the family know that crank up their barbecues tomorrow night here in Adelaide with their Richmond and Geelong outfits. The parties will be happening. We're going to catch up with your mate from the Bounce.
Yes, Cam Mooney. We're going to catch up with him. And we've got the grand final show of the Bounce tonight. So that goes for an hour and a half, 90 minutes. So I'm
is that Australian Eastern Standard Time or Australian Daylight Standard
For God's
Time? It'll be
sake.
9 o'clock somewhere.
Bernie Vince casually dropping another show that he's on. We're keeping count.
Now, Boom, before we get underway, we've got some big mail to drop up next.
Yes.
Some real cracking mail about the Adelaide Crows. And also a key forward is on the move. You've got some good intel. Grand final tip. Let's get it underway. Your winner, your margin, your Norm Smith and first goal, please.
What, right now? Okay. Richmond.
Yep, tick.
Now or Eastern now? Daylight Saving Time?
God, I could
Do
ring
I have to your, wait half an hour?
I could ring your neck. Oh, now you...
Richmond
yep.
by 19 points.
Tick. Norm Smith.
Norm Smith, Basher Hooley.
Tick. Oh, first goal.
First goal will be...
Dusty.
No, it'll be Tom Hawkins.
Tommy Hawkins, right. Yep. I'm Richmond, tick. Margin, 20 points. Tick.
Ooh.
Norm Smith, Basher Hooley.
Oh,
tick.
No.
Jez, our producer's family.
Yeah. That is genuine.
And first goal, Shane Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
You and I are in the same. You and I are in the same psyche somewhere.
I know.
You know,
I
scary know. Stuff. Let's go, Hayden.
Apart from time zones, we're right
we're rocking.
Don't go there. Got a gut full of roots.
What are we? Standard Central Daylight Time. EDSTSC.
Standard time.
What do you got, Jarls? Right, you got something?
I think we got a little bit of this.
You got mail.
Yeah, we like our mail, and there's plenty happening around the football corridors, and the nostrils have been flaring of late.
Yes.
Norwood Football Club coaching position. Before I get to that, the Adelaide Crows' new Sandford coach, and they'll be back in the Sandford competition next year, Mickey Godden.
Oh, yes.
Mickey
okay.
Godden.
So
our
he'll
boy
still be
Mickey's
employed.
Got the job, yes.
That's so, good because he's a good man, Mickey Godden.
Yep. So he'll be taking over from Heath Uni. He'll be moving into a bit more of the Matty Nix area to help him and assist him a bit more. So well done to both those boys. But Mickey Godden obviously did a great job at the Eagles. Brent Riley will be the defensive development coach down there, and Matty Wright will still play.
Yep.
But also be the development forward line coach. So there's the coaching staff for the Sandford Crows side next year, and the Port Maggies will be back in.
Yep.
Three blokes have interviewed, or looking, one bloke interviewed today, Brad Gotch for the Norwood job.
Yeah, Norwood, yep.
Was currently, you know,
Brad
used to be at South Adelaide, and a lovely bloke. Buddha Hocking's been linked.
Ah, okay.
And also a guy called Brett Hand, who used to play at Norwood, and terrific bloke too. All these boys are in the mix for the Norwood Football Club coaching position. But West Adelaide, I can't get intel on that one, but that's why I threw Mark Williams out there. Why wouldn't they ring Mark Williams to see if he wanted to coach?
Would he want to do that?
Well, he wants to coach. He wants to...
I feel like he's... you need to use him at AFL level, Mark Williams.
Great call.
I think it's a waste.
All right, I just threw it out there. But anyway, there's some updates there. Now, you've got some mail.
I have. I've heard that Richmond are very interested in the services of an ex-teammate of mine.
Oh, who is it?
Jesse Hogan.
Wow. Richmond Footy Club.
Richmond have just been sneaking under the radar and have just interested at this stage. And
it's a high risk for
him
me.
Out. Yeah, but if they get him right, Jars, and in the right frame of mind, he played some good footy. I played with him when he played probably his best footy. And I thought he was going to do that over in Fremantle because that's his home state. Mm. He went back there where we thought he'd be... You know, get on pretty well, but he hasn't really kicked on, and we saw him step away from the game. Obviously, had mental health issues, and thoughts are with him in that sense. Yeah. But would that change help him, Jars? Do you think?
Oh,
going back to Melbourne,
I don't know if he loves the game that much.
He's very good at it.
When he's on, he's on. But I don't think he loves the game. He's not. It's not a real. It's only just a second thought to him.
I'll put it this way: if you're Richmond's list manager, Are you doing an interview? Are you finding out?
No.
You're not even getting that far?
I'm not going that
What
far,
about
no.
Jack Riewoldt will retire in the next year or two?
Yes, I understand.
Probably one more year?
Yep.
So you got Tom Lynch and then it falls away.
Mm.
So you're not even looking at Jesse Hogan.
If
you
I'm
probably
Richmond,
get him.
I'm targeting Todd Marshall from Port Adelaide.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No, but you'd get him. Fremantle gave up pick six to get Jesse Hogan back. You know what Richmond would give up?
What's that, baby?
Probably about pick 40.
Yeah, right.
So it's a free hit with a key forward that is proven at the level.
Mm, okay.
So I'm having a look at him, Jars. Right. Well, I reckon.
Yep. And you're a better judge than I am, Byrne, so I'm backing you in on that one.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Gary Lyon, the superstar of AFL football, spoke very, very candid about the Adelaide Crows and Brad Crouch going to St Kilda.
St Kilda and Crows got together for a deal re Brad Crouch to ensure Adelaide get compensation pick number two. So there you go, because the thought is that the money's not there enough to give them the compensation. Could they, I'm posing this question, have got together? Initially, the Crouch money fell under what was required to make it happen. So Saints bumped up his wage to get the average over 700, originally around 550, which wasn't enough. In turn, the Crows will take both Webster and Dunstan in exchange for a set of Steak Knives late draft choices. By the Crows taking Webster and Dunstan totally off St Kilda's salary cap, hence the upgrade to the dollars available for Crouch and pick two.
Cool. Okay, so just to back over that, so they bump up the salary, so that then means that they qualify for pick two, and they also throw in Dunstan and Webster on top of that.
Yeah,
so they end up with pick two, Dunstan, Webster.
And Adelaide are going to take that money.
That's right. They're going to take that and put on their salary cap. Well, they should have plenty of room on their salary cap for that.
Wow.
Thoughts?
Wow. Well,
are you signing off on that?
It completely makes sense because... And it's a bit dodgy, but you do what you can to get the best pick. And the real winner here is Brad Crouch, because he's going to get a higher salary, so he falls into that category. But what they're trying to do here, St Kilda don't want to give up their pick 14. So if the pick for Brad Crouch, and he's not getting around that 700 mark, and Adelaide don't get pick 2 for him, and he ends up falling into the second round, Adelaide will just match it because they know they'll get pick 14 off him, off St Kilda.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they're trying to do, St Kilda, they're trying to work together here because it's a win-win for both parties. They're trying to work out a deal where Brad Crouch gets enough or qualifies enough to get that pick 2.
Yep.
Adelaide get pick 2. Saints get Brad Crouch for nothing and keep pick 14. So by doing that, they offload Webster and Dunstan, who's a good Eagles boy, South Australian.
Yep.
And could find his way playing a lot more footy because didn't play a lot of footy this year, Lukey Dunstan. So I think this is just smart. Smart from two list managers. Business. I like it.
Beautiful.
And everyone's a winner there, Juz.
And that's what it's all about, Byrne. Everyone's a winner. And everyone's a winner.
There's three winners. Brad Crouch, because he's gone from 550, 600, as Gary Lyon said, to getting him up into that top echelon to getting 750 for 5 years.
Secondly,
well done, Brad Crouch.
And secondly, you said three things.
I forgot the other one.
All right, it's a rush hour. Very dear friend of ours and a good friend of yours, Byrne, and we love this young man. An AFL superstar in his day. He's a bit nervous about his Cats on Saturday night against the Richmond Tigers. He's a star on the bounce. He's a star wherever he goes. Cameron Mooney joins us. G'day, Moondog.
Good afternoon, boys. And you are right, Jars. A little bit nervous because, Richmond at their best.
Oh, dear.
I'm a bit nervous when Richmond play their best footy. I think their best is better than everybody else's. Yeah. And if Geelong don't attack the game, Jars, I'm a little bit worried.
They like to retain the ball, Geelong. I'm not sure whether that's the best way to go against Richmond. You've got to get it in quick and put their defenders under pressure. But 29 degrees and a chance of thunderstorms up there Saturday night, Moons. Who does that suit?
Oh, look, I think on the back of what Richmond did against Port Adelaide, it probably suits their game. I just think, because they very much are, just get it and kick it forward.
Yep.
They have a pretty simple game plan, Richmond, when you look at it. Get it forward, get a really big contest from Lynch and Riewoldt, and get your smalls around the ball. And if they don't win it, they put enormous pressure on and keep it in their half. So it's a really simple game plan, but it's a finals-type game plan and game style that they have, Richmond. So that's why Geelong need to, as you said, they retain the ball. And we saw that a couple of weeks ago when they did that at Metricon. They just smothered them, Richmond.
Yeah.
If you go slow, they make you go sideways, and then they make you go backwards, and they push you back, and all of a sudden you're trying to kick it long down the line out of your back half, and then the ball's back inside your 50 before you know it. So they need to take the game on.
Yep, and hopefully they've looked back through that video. Now, I want to ask you about the little master. Now, he wound back the clock there for a couple of quarters in the prelim and just got us just reminded us how good he is, and he's got 1 week left. What a fairy tale finish that'll be.
It would be massive, Bernie, let's be honest. I mean, his name, the Ablett name, is just the biggest name in Geelong. Started with his dad. Everyone down here, rates him as the greatest player of all time. And a lot of people outside of Geelong rate him as the greatest player of all time. And the little man's CV is one of the greatest CVs you'll ever have if you're a footballer. So then the Ablett name is just massive. And he came back. I spoke to him when he came back, and he said he just wanted to play finals footy and, with any luck, try and get to another grand final. And he's there now, and the fairy tale finish would just be incredible. But we've seen a lot of people try it for the fairy tale, burn, and it doesn't quite come off. So hopefully for his sake it does.
Moons, just before we get to chat about the bounce, which airs tonight, the grand final edition, 90 minutes, and there's plenty to talk about, and you're leading the talent show, which I thought you would too. You're spanking him.
I'm glad somebody finally has recognised my talent.
Mate, you've been superb. The other blokes, they got nothing on you, mate. I'm telling you right now. But North Melbourne Football Club, what type of coach do they need? And is Michael Voss the perfect fit for that football club?
Well, I think they need, if Shorey doesn't come back, and all our thoughts go out to Reece Shore, but if that's the case, they need someone with extreme authority. I mean, that footy club has just been, it's almost been in the wilderness for too long.
It's a rabbit.
And it's a great football club. It's where I got my start, and I've got a lot of love for it.
Yeah.
But I just don't know, if you're talking about who the North Melbourne Football Club is, what's the answer you're going to give? And and when you're a football club that's constantly talked about as far as being relocated, yeah, that's a real kick in the gut. So they need someone with extreme authority, and I think Vossi's got that. I mean, he's got the respect of the football world, has for a long, long time. So if it is Vossi, I wish him all the best, and hopefully he gets that club back up to the top.
Speaking about players from other clubs, Jeremy Cameron, he's announced that he wants to come to the Cats. You got Sean Higgins coming.
Who else do you
went after
down
Brad
there?
Crouch. Should we just talk about the people not wanting to go to Geelong?
Yeah. Tell you what, I might try and go down there.
I'm going.
Jeez, how good is this? Apparently they've got a little bit of money to spend.
Oh, how?
Hey, don't worry. There's a couple of little plastic bags going on the table down here, boys.
I wonder if they've all got pubs down there. They keep giving pubs.
Hey, I'm just here renovating my $2 million. Paid in cash.
Of course he is.
Look, that would be fantastic if they did, Bern. I mean, especially for a guy like Tommy Hawkins, who his whole, basically, since he took over the number one mantle in 2012.
From you?
From me. Well, he didn't have to take it. I kind of handed it to him when I gave it to him. But he hasn't had any help. He's almost done it single-handedly.
Yeah.
And it's been really tough for him. That just shows how great he's been. So for him, for his last 12 months, 24 months, whatever how long it is, for him to have a superstar next to him, that's just unbelievable. So if they get that deal done, that would be great. But, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Giants just aren't going to let him walk out the door. So what kind of deal will be done is going to be the interesting one. And I'm sure Geelong won't want to give up particularly a really good player. I heard Brendan Parfitt's name getting thrown around. That's one name you don't want to leave. Hopefully leave the footy club.
Spot on and well said. Now, the big show's on tonight, the Bounce. And we've loved it this year. You've all done a terrific job, the whole lot of you. The Bounce talent quest is going to be very competitive tonight. The spelling bee for me, you dominated. You were clearly the most intelligent out of the lot of them.
Yes.
Can you spell transparency for me?
Look, I haven't got the time right now, so I'm just going to have to let that one go.
He's got to go.
He's got to run out of sperm.
He doesn't give away his secrets, Charles.
Transparency.
He does. He can't even spell Cameron, and he was pulling him out of his ass on the show.
Mate, I was sitting there down the line, Charles, thinking, these guys can't be serious. I didn't finish bloody high school, and I'm beating them. You're kidding me.
Oh, I only just did.
Mate, thanks for your time. Have a great night tonight. You've done a great job, and well done. And enjoy grand final night.
Great. Good on you, guys. Thanks for your time.
There
thanks,
he
is. Thanks, Boots. Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. Now, Vern, you've got to explain yourself. Now, you've been on a lot of footy trips all over the world, and you're right up there with the best of them, as we know. You always got three votes.
Yes.
During the week, you sent our boss, Matty O'Reilly, who does stuff all around here in this building.
Oh. Yeah, where is he been?
Oh, no idea.
He's got the kids today. He's got his
none of us. None of us have got. No, we don't even know who he is anymore. But he sent this photo of you, which we'll throw up onto the socials for our family to have a look at. Now, explain yourself who you're with and what the hell are you doing in Vegas?
Well, pass me your phone for a sec. Oh, yeah, I see that
there
one.
There you go.
That is, I reckon that's about 2011 or 12. Dane Swan has just reposted this because it's been 8 years or something and he's not allowed to go over there anymore and he loves going over there. So that's why it's come up again. And Matt O'Reilly, very quick on that sort of stuff.
Wasn't
but
he?
Yeah, straight into it. It's the quickest I've seen him put into our group for a long time. But anyway. I was over there with a mate of mine, Dan Abrahamson.
Good
we were
you,
doing, Abba, we call him.
Righto.
Dan Abrahamson.
Righto.
LA, Vegas, New York, we did.
Righto.
And Swanee was over there with a couple of his mates.
Okay.
And you see a couple of them in the photo
they
there.
They are in there, yeah.
And a guy called Jared Bennett, Fridge.
Jared, didn't he? They are Fridge Door.
Yeah, so he played for Sydney. Was that Geelong for a couple of years?
Yes,
played
he was.
For Sydney.
Just a good and depth
South,
player.
Over 100 games for South Adelaide.
Yeah.
He was very good.
Yeah, lovely fella.
He was on their trip, and I had obviously met him before.
Okay.
And he just saw a photo or something we put up that we're over there.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, you're going to be there when we're there. You're going to be here. And then ended up, we just joined up.
Okay.
And we had a
lovely
basically
evening.
We joined up for 4 or 5 days, Jared.
Okay, good boy.
Yeah. LA, and, Vegas.
And you said your reply back to Matty O'Reilly, I don't have a lot of memory of the trip.
Well, he wanted to know all the details about it.
What don't you remember of that trip, young man?
Well, it's a long time ago. I went to Vegas
really.
Probably another 5 or 6 times after that.
There is another factor.
He did.
Now, on your photo shoot, now it does look very nasty.
We look a bit seedy, don't we?
You
look
rare in that photo.
You've got really dark eyebrows and really dark hair. And now, I hardly can see your eyebrows. Now, did you get them, I don't know, painted or did you get them what?
Did I get my eyebrows painted? Well, no, I haven't. It might be the light, Jars. It might be the fact that we had about 2 hours sleep.
All right.
And we got woken up and we're down at a pool party at about 10 a.m. And that looks like it's about 3 a.m. again the next night.
It does.
Now, so what about
you,
the...
You'd be passed out, Jars. The ambulance would have come to pick you up before that time.
Mate, they used to call me the Rock.
What?
Just I could go nothing. Non-stop and I'd have the guts
just boring,
of a rock.
Sit there.
When I think something that goes non-stop, what do you think of, Byrne?
Not a rock. Like a jackhammer or something.
So in this photo, family, you can see it on our socials, there's Bernie. Left wrist, there's some sort of...
Nice bit of wrist here, Byrne.
Watch,
bit of bling.
A watch and a little wristband. Now, that watch you could land a chopper on.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing showing off your watch?
Oh, well, mate, I've just got my arm around a couple of mates. So what are you picking
and
out?
He's got his hand on your knee.
Who has?
The mate that you got your arm around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Fridge.
Don't tell me. Bernie, are you sure? Because that watch is really in endorsement level. Like, that seems to me.
I planned that.
You planned
I didn't even. I had to really concentrate to keep my eyes open for that photo, let alone get me watch right.
This morning down at the Grange Oval.
Yes,
down there with the dogs and Matt.
You running?
No, just we go for a little walk.
Okay.
So on the one side of the oval, down at Grange Oval, very big complex,
yes.
There was the Crows boys doing some running.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Led by Brady Smith and his undisciplined dog. Then there was...
no training.
Then there was young Lockie Murphy, Billy Frampton with his peroxide hair, and there was another young lad which I didn't recognise. They were doing their running on one side of the Grange Oval.
Yes.
Then Cole Hardigan pulled up into the car park. What a lovely young man.
Great. Yeah. He's a good man.
And he went over to the Crows boys when they had a little drink break.
What, was he late?
No, he was just probably saying hello and probably goodbye.
Oh.
Yeah, big Cole's off to the Hawthorn Footy Club anyway.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, he was crying in the car park.
Yeah,
at the
he
Elmer,
was,
so.
Yeah, with text.
No one else gets that.
So the on the car park on the other side of Grange Oval, this big car rocked up, a big Mercedes bloody,
van.
Van, and there was old Shawnee Burgoyne, the great man himself, jumped out and had the swagger. And, and then there was young Jarman Impey and Chatty Wingard. So there you go, the ex-Port Adelaide boys, but obviously Hawthorn lads who were in the hub down at the Brosser. So they had their running togs on. All of a sudden, young Cole Hardigan's just drifted over towards his new teammates.
He didn't go to the Hawks. No. It happens that quick.
Awkward.
Just gave the boys nothing.
He looked at the Crows boys, and then he's looked at his new teammates. Guess what he did next?
They didn't start running with the Hawks boys.
Yes, he did.
Oh no!
That's cringeable.
It happens that quick, doesn't it?
I said to Marion, I said, all the best, lads. Gave Shawnee a little hug and a little bit of brother, a bit of love. But the Crows boys kept looking over, and I could see the filthy look on Brode.
Oh, he wasn't happy. Teammate. He moved on too quickly, the boys. Hey,
this is the landscape, Byrne.
Well, it is.
This
it's
is what
business.
It's all. It is now.
They chop and change like they're changing their jocks.
There you go.
Not your jocks. You
no,
normally
I don't
keep
wear
the
undies.
Same ones on for a week.
But how awkward that would be for Cole.
It is. You know what they should have done? Had some 4-on-4 footy. You could have umpired. Who would have won that? Let's go through the list.
I think the Hawthorn boys. Because I can't see Lockie Murphy running with Shawnee Burgoyne.
No, he'd be too smart.
And I can't see Brody Smith running with Jarman Impey.
No, you're right.
And Billy Frampton couldn't go with Chad Wingard.
Who's going to ruck for Hawthorn, though? That's
Cole
where they could get...
Hot Cole Hardigan.
Oh, yeah, he probably would too.
Good on you, Haydo. Now, Byrne, let's just talk about potential candidates for the North Melbourne Football Club.
Yes.
It's crucial times for this football club in the next 4 to 6 weeks, isn't it?
This is the biggest decision they've had to make, probably within the last 20 years, Jars. This footy club is at rock bottom, at the moment.
Okay, so the question to you and the family, do they target a younger coach to build the list, or should experience count for the next job, for the next North Melbourne senior coach? Should experience be on top of the list?
100% has to be an experienced coach.
So I'm going to throw some names. There's something like 16 candidates that have been mentioned and linked. 16.
Throw all 16 at me.
I want a yes or no. Quickly. You ready?
How long we got?
Well, we haven't got... Well, we've got
yes or no.
Time. Right. Michael Voss.
Yes.
Okay, tick. Adam Kingsley.
Yes.
No, he's a no for me. Dean Cox. Yes or no?
Yes.
No for me. Sam Mitchell. Yes or no?
No.
He's a yes for me. Brent Montgomery. Yes or no?
No.
I agree. No. Dean Solomon Byrne. Yes or no?
No.
He's a no for me. John Barker from Carlton. No. No, I'm with you, Byrne. Thank you. Robert Harvey is a no for me.
No.
Good boy. Brendan Lader. No.
No.
Matty Knights.
No.
Oh, I like this. Alan Richardson's a no.
No.
Brendan Sanderson for me is a no, 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 no.
Mine is the two words. No comment.
David Noble from the Brisbane Lions.
No.
Is a yes for me?
No.
Mark Williams, Choco Williams, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Rodney Eade?
No.
Mick Mouldhouse?
No.
Now, where's Ross Lyon on this list?
Yeah, well, I thought he was, I was waiting for him.
Where's Ross Lyon? So I had Mark Williams, David Noble, Sam Mitchell and Michael Voss.
Yep.
All right, all getting interviewed.
I had Dean Cox as well on there because I feel like he's done he's been very good at Sydney.
And Gary Ayres, I'm going to put him on the list now.
And when we say experience, assistant coaching for a long period of time, I feel counts. And I reckon Dean Cox is one of those.
Yep.
You know what? It's going to come down to the coach, whether he wants that role. Geez, you're getting thrown in the deep end.
Oh.
Like, I think it might be the first time where some coaches might go, you know what?
Don't need it.
I'm thinking I might just keep doing my apprenticeship.
Good call, Ben.
Here and wait for the right role. Because we've seen guys get thrown into roles when they're probably either they haven't been ready or they weren't up to it earlier. Look at Mark Neal when he jumped in. He was seen as one of the best assistants in the AFL. Went to coach Melbourne and lasted nearly two years.
Disastrous.
So, I mean, that fell apart big time. So you've got to be ready. And I think there'll be a few assistants that knock this job back. Mm. They just think this seems too hard. But we've seen guys turn footy clubs around really quickly as well. So,
Byrne, here's Hawthorn great Gary Ayres on the North Melbourne job.
Oh, of course you would. You'd consider it. You'd certainly like to think after 25 years that I've been coaching better than I was when I first started. And no doubt there's things that you've done which are about learning what you do within yourself as a coach. And certainly we make mistakes. But, of course, if you can keep hanging in there and doing something that you love, I've got a lot of passion for coaching and I just love seeing the Port Melbourne boys go around doing what I was lucky enough to achieve, and that's get some sort of success at BFL level. It's not the highest level, as we know, but then it could be the highest level that some of these boys are ever going to play at anyway. So, yeah, you'd never say never, mate. If an opportunity was there to have a chat, you'd certainly go down that path.
Oh, he's not ruling it out. He seems pretty keen to get back into the system. He's done his time as well with Port Melbourne. He's coached there for a long time, won premierships there. So,
And you are better second time round, Byrne. Look at Brett Ratton.
Yes. Oh, yes. And Michael Voss, well, he'll get another role.
Yeah, I
feel like anyway. Michael Voss is probably the front runner at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I think he he's hard. I just love the way he
Michael Voss to be the senior coach and a Mickey Mouldhouse and Gary Ayres as a senior assistant.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm thinking more Gary Ayres. I don't know about Mouldhouse anymore. Yeah. But get him to bring bring all the people he wants into that footy club. Yeah. Because that's the only way they're going to get better. Don't try and hang on to people. But they have had a big clean out, they're ready to go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right. Seems to be going well.
Yeah, it's going very well, Jazz. Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
And I got a bit confused last night. Just got to clear up because I got pointed out on Twitter that... Yeah. The longest golf course was 1,360 kilometres.
See, I knew you got all those facts wrong.
Oh, well, there's a lot of numbers and a lot of longest stuff going on.
Well done to the family for backing
me
up.
Well done for, no, they didn't back you up.
Oh.
Donnie23 on Twitter.
All right, what do you got?
Anyway, thanks, Donnie.
Right. It's bad boy up.
And while we're on the Australian theme, I thought we'd just keep going on the Australian theme. And this is one for the farming listeners out there because I know they listen in their tractors.
We love our farmers.
Okay?
All right.
Did you know, Jars?
Yes, Ben.
Australia has 150 million.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I'm going to say next?
Sheep.
Sheep!
See? I read
you
beautifully.
Well done, Jars.
We've got 150
million 150
sheep.
150 million sheep. Wow. You know how many people are in... So they say there's 20 million in Australia.
Yeah.
How many sheep per person, Jazz?
Well, that'd be two per person.
More?
All right. Four then.
More?
Oh, hang on. Well, I don't know. How many?
Keep doubling it. You're on the right track.
100 each.
Oh,
geez, look at me.
You went two, double four. Double four is eight. That is eight sheep per person, Jazz.
So I can consume eight sheep. Is that what he's saying?
No, that's not. No.
Yeah, but he just said eight sheep per person.
I said.
Yeah.
There's eight sheep per one human in Australia.
That's what I just said. Listen.
I didn't say you can consume eight sheep, you bozo.
Okay.
Good luck eating eight sheep anyway in one city.
But 150
million. 150 million sheep.
Yeah, that's good
stuff. That's a lot of sheep.
Well, right. What's the other one, buddy?
And this is the other one.
Here we go.
Do you know, Jazz, yes, more than 80% of Australians live...
Burn.
What am I going to say next?
Well, I don't know, Burn.
Have a guess.
In Adelaide.
You're not even trying now.
What are you doing?
You're not even trying.
Why'd you turn the Benny
That's
music
so
off?
Much better than what I was going to come up with.
Yeah, well, what? 80%, right. More than 80% of Australians live within 100 kilometres of the coastline.
Oh.
There you go, Jazz. Whoa. So there's 20 million. What's 80% of 20 million, Jazz?
Not on the Australian what theme?
What are you
reading? I dreamed it out. Like, what's wrong?
Jazz, I just asked you a question. Listen to me when I'm talking.
I've got to go. Have a great weekend.
What's 80% of 20 million?
Oh, 8.
16 million. So with the rest of that 4 million that live over 100 kilometres away from the coast, if they wanted to drive to their nearest beach by 10:30 a.m., what time would they have to leave Australian Eastern Daylight Standard Savings Time?
Have a great weekend. We're back tomorrow.
What time are you idiots?
See you tomorrow, love.
What time would they have to leave? That's it.
Love you
all. Don't call me on the weekend. I'm sick of your calls too.
PureTap, now in Dudley Park. Check out the crazy prices. PureTap moving in sale on now.